soldier.
Care for you at the Greek study, you know, at Arby's on Wednesday mornings. And
you had Greek study at Arby's this morning?
Well, yeah, Wednesday, every Wednesday morning. I was going to call you last night, but I got too...
Drunk?
I was too tired. Yeah. But I've got the song 76 trombones tonight.
76 trombones?
I tell the doctor I'm 76, and I tell him over at the Hopkins Clinic, I tell him I'm looking for the 77th trombone. that's what you call, that's called natural
humor. That's called humor is what that's called.
Well, that's natural humor, Tommy. That's the best kind, and you don't fool around with Mother Nature, you know that. That's like when the kids asked me out to golf course, I was telling them that why is the 4th of July, and J-U-L-Y, and why is the 4th of July, and they tell me that, they told me one. They said, how long is Chinese? How long is Chinese? They weren't asking me either. They were telling me, how long is Chinese?
Hey, Fred, yeah. guy goes in to see a doctor. Doctor says, well, I hate to tell you this, you don't have long to live. And the guy says, oh, well, how much time do I have? And the doctor says, 10, 9, 8, 7. You know where I got that joke?
No.
Larry King.
Larry King.
Yeah, that was from his column last Monday.
Yeah, one day they had that person that was disturbed about what you could do with cremated remains, and I call them cremains. I don't know if people. I don't know if the general.
Cremains? That sounds like a new cereal.
But anyway, Tommy, the 76 trombones. Now, I haven't got this is a little bit of a longer song, but it's not real long, and I'll give it.
Hope I like it.
It's the 76 trombones. I never have known all these words. One, two, three. 76 trombones led the big parade with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun with 100 tenor cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 leads ringing up like sweet. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were coppers, bottoms, symphonies, multitudes, thundering, thundering, all along the way. Double bell, you boy of the big bassoon. Each bassoon turning to six bassoon. There were 50 mounted cannons in the battery. Thundering, thundering, louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters would improvise a full octave higher than the score. Here's the last part now, Tommy. 76 trombones hit the counterpoint while 110 cornets played the air. Then I modestly took my place as the one and only bass, and I oompahed, 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 oompahed up and down the square.
Thank you for that, Fred. That was beautiful.
Tommy, that's a great one, 76 trombones. Yeah. I'm going to find a couple more before I bring this book.
Oh, that'd be swell.
Before I bring this book back, I'll find a couple and I'll copy these words down the air. I've known a lot of these old songs, but some of them I don't know all the words, you know. And it's fun to get the right words.
Well, it sure is. Yeah.
And anyway, if we're singing... I told Jeremy, you know, the gal that saw me over at physical therapy, she used to hear me singing in the Williston pool over here, and I was singing over there, riding that bicycle or whatever it is, physical therapy, and I was singing there. She says, "Well, you're still singing." And we're gonna go on through right to the end. Singing,
you know what they
Tommy.
Have at the the little gym I go to now for what I work out on? It's a stationary motorcycle.
Stationary motorcycle.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, that's sort of like Peg Leg Pete when he was going home. He was a blind man, and he was going home, and he had a cane, and he got his cane caught in a knot hole, And he was going around in a circle, and the people came up to Pete. They said, Pete, where are you going? He said, I'm going home. that's about as far as you get on that stationary bicycle.
Guy goes to a psychiatrist. He says, Doctor, I don't know what it is. Some days I wake up, I feel like a wigwam. Some days I feel like a teepee. Doc says, relax, you're too tense.
My wife used to have a sign out on the back porch of their former home. It said, sometimes I wake up grumpy and sometimes I just let them sleep.
That's rich.
Then my uncle, he had his wife. She got pretty wild in the morning, and he called my uncle Ed up and say, "How is Ann?" His wife's name was Ann. "How is Ann?" He'd say, "Well, she's sort of noisy in the morning." Tommy, I'm going to still find Father Rick some way.
We found him. He's in Missouri.
He's in Missouri.
Yeah.
You
got access to the internet? He's got a website. Listener found him. Derek Larson found him. He's in Missouri now. The whole deal in Colorado went to hell. The Grace Boys Ranch closed.
Everything, yeah.
He's in Missouri starting another ranch. Personally, I think he's on the lamb, but he says...
send me his... either give it to Jeremy and I'll get it later, but I want to call him because he was... To me, he's a pretty straight shooter.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's running from the law, setting up boys' camps all over the country. I don't know. It sounds pretty suspicious.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's something wrong with all of us, Tommy. I think.
Well, you can say that again. Look at Son of Sam. Okay, Fred. God bless now.
Nobody's all right. Nobody's all wrong. Okay, Tommy.
You take care.
God bless. And we'll find Father Rick with her without your help.
Okay.
Thanks, Tommy.
Bye-bye. You bet.